Let's start with the hog.
There's an elbow.
Carrie will take
that's an elbow?
The,
there's an elbow right that, here. And so I can't get my knife around it, so I'm cutting through it with
skin on.
My saw.
Carrie Underley is a master butcher from Chicago, a third-generation butcher. She's the founder of Range Incorporated and Miskola Meat Academy, set to open by the end of the year.
So what I'm doing now is I'm taking out the femur bone, and so that way, because the ham is a little bit of a drag, if you will, because we have to make money. Not everybody wants a big ham.
Underley was the headliner at this year's Women in the Meat Business seminar, created by NC Choices, part of the Center for Environmental Farming Systems. Underley sliced, chopped, and sawed through a slab of pork, while some 30 women took notes like they were still in grade school. You can't be squeamish at this party. The hog's head sat on the table while Underley worked. Tootie Jones owns Swift Level Land and Cattle in Lewisburg, West Virginia.
She's a knife-welding rock star in her own right, and has quite a following. And I think one thing Carrie's done is inspired a lot of people to go out, pick up a knife, learn how to handle a knife, and to go out and develop a business.
NC Choices brought Underley to North Carolina 2 years ago for a statewide meat conference. NC Choices Director Sarah Blackland says they didn't know if anyone would attend the session, but women packed the room.
I think economics plays a big piece into that. I think what we've seen is this huge resurgence of local meat. That's across the board.
Blackland says she's seen a shift, especially in the beef industry, where farmers aren't just breeding cattle, shipping it out west for finishing, and distributing across the U.S. She says more and more people are raising the animals, finishing it, and selling it closer to home.
And that has opened up this avenue for not just the raising of the meat, but the selling, the marketing, the connections, the distribution, all the things like Jennifer was just saying. And women, I think it's a natural avenue for women to move into.
Jennifer Curtis is the co-CEO of Firsthand Foods based in Durham. She's not a butcher like Underley, but instead found her niche as a meat wholesaler.
So we thought, I think there needs to be a business right here in the middle that's helping buy the whole animal and sell the parts to the chefs and the retailers that want it.
Curtis says attending the seminar and seeing how Underley uses parts of the animal can only add value to the product and make her business more money.
When to keep the bone in, when to take the skin off, different kinds of cuts that we can make with it, with the whole brisket or the whole butt. I was just taking notes and taking pictures and getting ideas.
The women participating in the seminar did more than just take notes and handle raw meat. They got to eat what they butchered, from short ribs to Denver steak tartare. Andrea Rusing, chef and owner of Lantern in Chapel Hill, did the honors.
It's an honor to be here with all of you people that are changing the world in such a powerful way, and I'm so glad to be cooking for you, and it's never more fun to cook for people who care so much about food. So thanks so much for being here. Cheers.
A statewide survey by NC Choices and NC Growing Together says local meat sales nearly hit $20 million last year and is climbing. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.